Herzlich willkommen zu Dental English to Go. Ich bin Sabine Nemetz und ich lade euch ein, mit diesem Podcast euer Englisch aufzufrischen. Ich möchte euch zeigen, dass es ganz leicht ist, sich im Praxisalltag auf Englisch zu verständigen. Jede Woche schauen wir uns eine bestimmte Situation in der Zahnarztpraxis an und trainieren die passenden Vokabeln und die richtige Aussprache. So, here is your weekly dose of language refresher. Wow, we did it! Today's lesson is our 100th lesson of Dental English to Go. And I want to thank all of you from the bottom of my heart for making this podcast such a success. In this lesson, we will expand into a step-by-step detailed explanation of getting a filling. So, let's start. Step 1. Examination and diagnosis. Clinical detail. The dentist examines the tooth visually and may use dental instruments like an explorer to check for soft spots. Often, bite wing x-rays are taken to detect caries between teeth or under old fillings. Patient explanation. I'll take a close look at your teeth and use an x-ray to check how deep the cavity is. Step 2. Local anesthesia. Clinical detail. A local anesthetic is injected near the tooth to numb the area. This ensures the patient feels no pain during the procedure. In very small cavities, anesthesia might not always be necessary. Patient explanation. I'm going to numb your tooth with a local anesthetic. You'll feel a small pinch, but then the tooth and the surrounding area will be completely numb. Step 3. Isolation of the tooth. Clinical detail. The dentist isolates the tooth using cotton rolls or a rubber dam. This keeps the area dry and free from saliva, which is essential for adhesion of modern materials like composite. Patient explanation. I'll keep your tooth dry with a small sheet of rubber. This helps the filling stick properly. Step 4. Removing the decay. Clinical detail. The dentist uses a dental drill, laser, or air abrasion to remove the decayed portion of the tooth. Healthy tooth structure is preserved as much as possible. Patient explanation. Now I'll gently remove the decayed part of the tooth. You may hear the drill, but you shouldn't feel any pain. Step 5. Cleaning and shaping the cavity. Clinical detail. Once the decay is removed, the cavity is cleaned and shaped. This ensures no bacteria remain and prepares the tooth to receive the filling material. Patient explanation. I'm cleaning the tooth now to make sure there are no bacteria left. This helps the filling last longer. Step 6. Applying the filling material. With composite fillings, these step-by-step explanations can be used. First, an adhesive is applied to the tooth. Next, the composite resin is placed in layers. Lastly, Each layer is hardened with a curing light. Patient explanation. I'll place the filling material in your tooth and build it up layer by layer, then harden it with a special blue light. With glass ionomer cement fillings, these step-by-step explanations can be used. First, the dentist prepares the cavity and mixes the GIC material. Next, the material is placed directly into the cavity, where it sets chemically. No curing light is needed. Then, the surface may be coated with varnish to protect it from moisture during setting. Often used in non-load-bearing areas for children or as temporary fillings. Patient explanation. Now I'm placing a glass ionomer cement filling. It's a tooth-colored material that sets quickly. The special thing about it is that it releases fluoride, which helps protect your tooth from further decay. It's not as strong as other materials, but it's very good for small cavities or sensitive areas.
Werbung. Berliner Teamtag Dental ist die Fortbildung für das ganze Praxisteam. Am 13. März 2026 in Berlin. Kommunikation, Teamkultur, Abrechnung, digitale Helfer, Praxismarketing mit Social Media und mehr. Viel Input und Tipps, wie ihr den Praxisalltag leichter rocken könnt. Jetzt anmelden unter quint.news/teamtag.
With ceramic or porcelain fillings, these step-by-step explanations can be used. After decay removal, the dentist takes an impression or digital scan of the tooth. Then, a ceramic restoration, inlay or onlay, is fabricated in a dental lab or chairside with CAD/CAM technology. At the second appointment, the dentist cements the ceramic piece into the cavity with a special adhesive. Lastly, the restoration is then polished and adjusted for proper bite. Patient explanation. We've cleaned your tooth and prepared it. Now we'll place a temporary filling while your ceramic inlay is made in the lab. At your next visit, we'll cement the ceramic piece into your tooth. It's very strong, natural looking, and will blend perfectly with your other teeth. With gold fillings, these step-by-step explanations can be used. The first step is similar to a ceramic filling. After preparation, the dentist takes an impression or digital scan. Then, a gold inlay or onlay is cast in a dental laboratory. At the second appointment, the gold piece is fitted, cemented into the cavity, and polished. Patient explanation. Today, I'll prepare the tooth and take an impression. The gold filling will be made in a dental lab. At your next appointment, we'll fit the gold piece and cement it into place. Gold is extremely durable and can last for decades. Step 7. shaping and polishing. Clinical detail. After the filling sets, the dentist shapes it to match the patient's bite. The patient bites on carbon paper, so the dentist can adjust high spots. Finally, the filling is polished to a smooth finish. Patient explanation. Please bite down gently so I can check the bite. Now I'll polish the filling so it feels smooth and natural. Step 8. Post-treatment instructions. Clinical detail. Patients are advised not to chew on the numb side until the anesthesia wears off. Some mild sensitivity to pressure, cold, or heat is common for a few days. Patients should contact the dentist if pain persists. Patient explanation. Your tooth may feel a little sensitive for a few days, but this is normal. Avoid chewing on this side until the numbness is gone. If you have pain that lasts longer than a week, please call us. Here is your overview of the vocabulary of this week's lesson. To ensure, sicherstellen, sichergehen. To advise, beraten, empfehlen. To adjust, anpassen, einstellen. To harden, aushärten. Carbon paper, Okklusionspapier. Curing light, Polymerisationslampe. Adhesive, Klebstoff, Haftmittel. Layer, Schicht. Saliva, Speichel. Rubber dam, Kofferdamm. Smooth finish, glatter Abschluss, glatte Oberfläche. Das war unsere Lesson für diese Woche. An dieser Stelle möchte ich es nochmal auf Deutsch sagen. Vielen lieben Dank, dass ihr bei jeder Staffel und jeder Folge dabei seid. Das motiviert mich und es macht mich glücklich, dass ich euch dabei unterstützen kann, euren Austausch mit internationalen Patientinnen und Patienten etwas einfacher und leichter zu machen. Thank you. Nächste Woche befassen wir uns mit indirekten Füllungen. Wenn ihr noch mehr Dentalenglisch trainieren wollt, empfehle ich euch mein Buch Dental English, erschienen im Quintessenz Verlag oder auch die Fachzeitschrift Team Journal. Hier findet ihr in jeder Ausgabe eine Übung. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, dann abonniert diesen Podcast. Es gibt jeden Montag eine neue Folge, überall, wo es Podcasts gibt. Wenn ihr Fragen habt, dann schreibt auf Instagram oder an podcast@quintessenz.de. Alle Links und Adressen findet ihr auch in den Shownotes. Ich sage goodbye and see you next week. Das war Dental English to go mit Sabine Nemetz, der Englisch-Podcast für den Praxisalltag. Ein Quintessenz-Podcast.